Welcome to the How I Scaled Service podcast. I'm Caitlin Strempel, founder and CEO of Rising Ranks Digital. We help service-based businesses get to the top of their industry by getting found online. We believe that you have a message that someone needs to hear, and that message can impact the world. Are you interested in becoming our next podcast guest? Stick around to the end and we'll tell you how you can do just that. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to How I Scale Service podcast. I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and today we will be chatting with none other than Heather Chapman. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so grateful to be here. I love to share my knowledge and energy with everybody. So I'm really grateful to have the opportunity to share with everybody today. So thank you so much for having me on.
My pleasure. Let's start off by telling the listeners as well as the viewers who you are, the name of your business, and where you're located.
Absolutely. So I'm Heather Lee Chapman. I am a holistic performance and business coach, and I help people own their lives through owning their awareness and their profits and their impacts. And I'm actually located here in Innisfil, Ontario, Canada, and the beautiful beach town. It's absolutely lovely here. And I am the owner and creative director of Own It Empire.
Ooh, I like the name of that, Own It Empire. How did you come up with the name?
So I'm all about building empires and inspiring people to do the same. So inspiring people to build generational wealth and have money work for them and truly own their own business that gives them the time and financial freedom that they truly deserve. And I'm all about owning it, because unless we take full responsibility for our results and our lives, we'll never change them. And thus we'll truly never own it, AKA we won't have the life that we desire. And we won't actually create from our best self and our highest self. So truly owning it is really a huge impact that I want to have on people. And building empires is just, I mean, who doesn't love to build an empire?
So true, because your empire is your legacy. And your legacy is what lives on whenever you pass on from this earth. And so, you know, sometimes when people see business owners, they see all the glamorous stuff, but they don't see the start ugly moments where you had those obstacles and your failures that you overcame. So I want you to walk us through an obstacle or failure that you had to overcome to give you the success that you have today, Heather.
I think the biggest obstacle for all people is self-image and mindset. So we currently get the results that we have because of the way we see ourselves and how we've been conditioned to be. So I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur. I had a 9-to-5 for 1 year after university because my mom told me I needed it for my resume. And then I quickly realized that when they wanted to give me a dollar raise and add about 50% more responsibility and more time, I was out. So the biggest hurdle is going from that employee to an entrepreneur mindset to be able to see down the road and around the corner. So most people as employees are they're comfortable, they know how much they're going to earn, and that's what they live from. But as an employee or as an entrepreneur, you have to overcome the mindset of not having enough, right? So you may not have a base salary every month, and that might make people uncomfortable. But it is the mindset that says we can't have it that has us not have it. So when we can really sit in the mindset of abundance and possibility and faith and take inspired action from there as an entrepreneur, then we can create what it is that we desire, and we can attract and manifest all the money that we desire as well. And the best part about that is you can manifest way more and decide how much you want to manifest and not based on how much somebody says you're worth per hour. And so overcoming that mindset as an employee to an entrepreneur on the money side is one, but that self-image is the second. So it's really beginning to create the new person that we desire to be, and then truly constantly stepping into that regardless of the current circumstances and obstacles, because my friend, I have been on a journey and back. So I could list obstacles. We would be here forever. But what had me overcome each and every one of those obstacles was the mindset and the faith and the belief in not only myself, but my vision and what I'm up to, and how important that is to me. And really, if we can create who we desire to be, we can step into it. And as Neville Goddard says, we can only release the old self-image when it is replaced by a new one. And we know through psycho-cybernetics that we can only have new results when we change our self-image, because we're operating from human condition and behavior, from mental filters, basically since the age of 7, right? Most of us are walking around like our 7-year-old self. So the biggest obstacle is that mindset and that self-image. And that is a constant obstacle. As soon as you hit one goal, guess what? You've got another one and a bigger one, and your current self-image and mindset doesn't match your new one. And then you get to go through that growth process all over again.
Wow. That is so true, because your mindset really brings your perspective into alignment, as well as your self-image, because sometimes people, they don't see themselves how they want to show up. They see themselves how other people project it onto them, which causes them to internalize it. And once they begin to internalize it, their outward appearance is filtered, because it's not who they were uniquely created to be.
Absolutely. And when we can get into alignment with that higher self, the external world starts to show the same.
Yeah, very, very true. So what is your mission statement as well as your passion? And would you correlate the two for you as well as your business, Heather?
Absolutely. So my mission statement is to create peace in heaven on earth for the highest good of all. And I know for some that's sounds a little far-fetched, but to me, I'm all about unity consciousness, and that we are all one. And when we can function as such, we'd be a much better society. So that's my mission. And my purpose really is to help inspire people to figure out what is their purpose and really understand how to manifest, how to create, how to be the designers of their life, the authors of their life. And when we are all doing what we love, we'll stop looking at other people, judging, taking from them. The wars will stop, all that nonsense, right? So really creating that peace in heaven on earth. I believe if I can make the conscious entrepreneur successful and wealthy, we can see a change of the money in the hands. Because right now, currently, it's something like 300,000 people die a day without clean drinking water and without food. And they say it would take only $3 billion to make sure everybody's needs were met on this planet. And right now, there's well more than $3 billion. And we could easily solve all of those problems right now. We're just choosing as humanity not to.
Yeah, because there's some people who don't even want to come together because we're so divided by race, religion, politics, and all of that stuff, versus looking at ways that we're all alike and looking at the common interests that we share. So if you were to coach and guide someone on how to manifest in maybe 5 tips or less, what would you say to get that person started on the right track?
So the number one thing is like truly discover what you love. Like, what lights your soul on fire? What do people say you're good at? What's your purpose? What did you come here to do? Well, we came here to create. But in order to truly create and live life in abundance, we have to first decide what we want. So manifestation goes like this. We have an idea, which is in the ether, right? And then we come down and we're actually in the mind. So we take that idea and then we generate thoughts around it. And then from the thoughts, we then start to create a plan. And now this is where most people get stopped, because they don't know the how. But the how is not your concern. All you need to be concerned with when generating your goals and your purpose is why, is the why, and why that's important to you and why you're up to that. And then we can take the actions. So it goes idea, thought, plan, action. And so when we're coming up with the plan, we only entertain the how it can happen, not the how it can't. And we want to start with the end in mind. And we want to create from inside and not outside. So we stop creating from current circumstances and current results. And we create from that vision that we decide that we want. And then we go take inspired action. And now here's the next stop where most people get stopped when manifesting is when they go and take the actions, they're still doing it from the energy of their current results and their current thoughts, which only create more of the same. So it's really, really important for everybody to have a vision, to have a goal, to have a purpose, to have a why. And so when we can create a vision of what our best life looks like, we can assume the feeling of that wish fulfilled. And then we can take action in a completely different energy, and an energy of possibility and an energy of faith, of an in excitement and enthusiasm, instead of fear, worry, and doubt. Right? Because a lot of the times people might say, okay, I want this. Okay, I'm going to take this plan into motion. And then when they go and do it, they're like, I don't know if this is going to work. What was I thinking? And so their actions are doing one thing, but their thoughts and energy are doing another thing. And so we need to have them in alignment. And so that's why when we take the inspired actions, we must also do it in the energy of assuming our wish fulfilled. And I really want to recommend that everybody take a look at Neville Goddard's work. And he really teaches this and teaches manifesting. The power of awareness is what we're studying in our Own It Mastermind program right now. And it is like, it's mind blowing. So if you're looking to manifest, tip number one is you must generate a new idea you haven't had before. How do we usually do that? A working mastermind, when two or more people come together to generate ideas. Then you want to generate thoughts around it, thoughts that you haven't had before, thoughts from a new place of possibility. And then we create that plan, starting with the end in mind and creating from the inside out. And then we go take an inspired action, assuming the wish fulfilled. And then the biggest challenge is no matter what comes our way, we must stay in the faith and possibility. And so there is no lack. If something leaves, it's because something else is better, that is better and is coming your way. If something doesn't work out, it's because that's meant to be, because something else better is going to happen. So we always stay in the energy of everything is divinely orchestrated and everything is going to work out. And so one of my favorite affirmations while we're trying to stay in faith and take this inspired action is, all my needs and desires are met before I even ask. What is the best that can happen now? And then follow your intuitive guidance and do what you think is the best that can happen now. And that's how we truly create. And that is how we manifest. Everything's omnipresent. It's already created. And it's just up to us to follow that. And the winner who gets all that they desire is the one who could hold that picture and stay in the energy of the goal fulfilled the longest. It's that persistence of holding that vision and that energy, and then until it shows up in our life. I love the saying, see in your mind until you see it in your hands, right? Napoleon Hill says, and this was on my fridge forever, whatever the mind of the man can conceive and believe, he can achieve. So I just really want to everyone to believe that you can achieve whatever your mind can conceive, but you must also back it by the faith and belief and energy of assuming wish fulfilled. And that's how we manifest.
OMG, Heather, those were amazing tips and nuggets. Listeners, that's why Heather is scaling up her business. That's why she's on How I Scale Service podcast, because she is full of so much wealth, information, knowledge, wisdom, and she sees herself down the road and around the corner, and she's manifesting what she wants her business to be and become. That's why it's called Owning It Empire, right, Heather?
Yes, Own It Empire, all about owning it.
So was there a specific turning point in your business, whether it was a marketing tactic, connections, business decisions, or et cetera, that took you from six figures to multiple six figures and higher?
Absolutely. So I always worked with some form of coach or coaching program. I studied Landmark. I've studied almost every single one of Bob Proctor's programs. I've studied with one of his top consultants. I did all the mindset work, but it wasn't until I hired a business coach who gave me the strategies, right? Because unless you're like the best manifester in the world, you still need strategies, right? It doesn't just show up at your door that easily. So it was when I hired a business coach that gave me the strategies that I had a turning point. And that was when the whole world shut down and I had a full six-figure business that had to close. And then in 3 months, I was able to replace that with my online coaching business. And if I hadn't hired a coach 3 months prior, I can almost guarantee you I wouldn't have been in a place to do so. So as much as I've talked about mindset this podcast and how important it is, and it is the number one, because you will only grow as big as your self-image, people underestimate the skill set. The skill set is equally as important. You have to have that container to build your business, the marketing, the sales, the research and development, building a team. And building a team is so important, because if you want your business to run like a well-oiled machine with and without you, which is my mission, to have all so we can truly just live on our own terms and have a business that adds value into this world, then you need a team. You can't do it all alone. Nobody did it alone. If they said they did it alone, they're lying. Right? So it's so important for us to, you know, get a quantum leap, cut in half the time we thought it would be to get our results by hiring a coach, reading the right books. And when I started working with Kelly Roach in the Unstoppable Entrepreneur Program, that was a massive turning point, because she's a master in business.
Wow. Oh my gosh. So guys, ladies, grab hold of this. Find a mentor or get a coach. Put in the work, because hard work surely pays off. Manifest greatness, not just manifest it in your mind, but envision what you want to achieve and see it in your hands, as Heather mentioned. And don't be afraid to take the next leap, because it's in taking the leap that you start to see the fruitfulness and the fruits of your spirit become that harvest you so desire need. And as we begin to wind down, Heather, I want you to leave the listeners with some lasting tips or closing remarks.
Don't let your dreams die inside of you. So for most people, they don't take the time to do the inner work, to clear their limiting beliefs, to clear their blocks, to discover what they truly love, what is their purpose, what will bring them joy for the rest of their life. And they hit 65 and they say, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. When I studied positive psychology in university and I read this in a textbook, it changed my life. Think about right now, if you wrote your own eulogy, what you would want it to say. And then reverse engineer and build the life that you would be proud to leave. Build a life that leaves a legacy, that leaves a positive impact on this world, because you've only got one legacy to leave. So don't let your dreams and ideas die inside of you. Do the inner work that will give you the gifts that this life has for you, because it really is meant to be blissful.
Woo! Those are amazing, amazing, amazing. And I often tell people, dreams end up in the graveyard because people were too afraid to take that leap. That whenever you go to a graveyard, you see all those headstones. Think about how many people let their dream die in them because they were afraid of going the distance to achieve the greatness that they desired as well as wanted for so long.
Absolutely. Wow. I love that. Thank you so much for sharing that.
My pleasure. And I want you to tell the listeners one more time, Heather, who you are, the name of your business, how they could connect with you on social media, as well as any of your other communication means.
Absolutely. So thank you guys for listening today. And I hope you truly do discover your purpose and your passion and live a life that leaves you happy and fulfilled and leaves a positive impact on this world. You can find me on Instagram, Own It Empire, on Facebook as Heather Chapman. And I have a incredible community on Facebook called the Own It Community. It's a group that I help for business owners to incubate, to truly master their mind, their performance and their awareness so they can increase their profits and impact. And we have free trainings every month. This month, we have our free 5-day business bliss workshop, which is going to help you manifest like a boss. So you definitely want to check that out.
And there you have it, listeners of How I Scale Service Podcast. I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp, and you just heard Heather Chapman here telling us about Own It Empire, as well as giving us lots of fruitful nuggets for the soul to help us walk into our business endeavors like a boss. Until we chat next time.
Caitlin here. Thank you so much for listening to the How I Scaled Service Podcast. If you're a business owner who has successfully scaled their business to multiple six figures or more, and you would like to be on this program, visit risingranksdigital.com/apply. And if you got something out of this interview, I would love for you to share it with your network. Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your social channels. If you know someone that would be a great guest, make sure to tag them to let them know about the show and include the hashtag #HowIScaledService. I love seeing your posts and your guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and truly mean a lot to my team and me. Want to stay in our world? Go to our website, risingranksdigital.com, or follow me on LinkedIn at Caitlin Strumpel, Facebook at Rising Ranks Digital, and Instagram at Caitlin Strumpel. Thanks for listening, and we will see you next time.